Hello there. Welcome to Indie Short Mag's short film and documentary review podcast. Today we are reviewing Out of Water, a fantastical tale of myths, fables, and friendship. Maddie Stein's Out of Water is a stunning work of creative genius, touching performances, and stellar production design. All of 1244 minutes, the film's narrative offers a breathtaking visual treat of shiny blues, oceans, and a surprising friendship struck between the two most dissimilar people. Or are they? Marley Lerner plays the character Sandy, and Annabelle Murphy played Camille in the film. Sandy is a professional mermaid, hired by Camille's mother for the latter's birthday. Camille, who is fascinated by mermaids, looks longingly at Sandy as she performs trick after trick to an unassuming crowd. It's evident from the very opening scene, Lerner and Murphy are fantastic actors. Their chemistry effortlessly translates onto the screen. So good is their camaraderie that even without the brilliant production design, it would have been easy to be convinced of their fantastical world. But coming to the production design, Bibe Hu deserves a good round of applause. The care taken to set each scene into a living, breathing reality cannot be overlooked. Be it the party scene, which barely lasts for a few minutes, or the one where Sandy takes Camille to show her work, or even the car, which is Sandy's makeshift home, the effort put in to maintain the authenticity is simply marvelous. Likewise, Chloe O'Hagan Crosby, who does a fantastic job with the costumes, needs a special mention. It's crew members like Hugh and O'Hagan Crosby who make the magic of cinema palpable. As the story progresses, we sense the danger looming around. One is naive, the other is experienced. Both are bound by their desire to believe in a world that is idealistic. One has reasons to, the other is the reason to. And as we navigate through their newfound friendship, we are confronted with our own memories of innocence and childhood. Those stories we were read out to accompany us well until our adolescence, and then are lost to time. But with Camille, we go back to being one, even when Sandy helps us remain rooted to our reality. And that is the beauty of Stein's Out of Water. It confronts, reflects, and compels us to introspect. And as Robert Nachman's cinematography takes us through pools, tanks, and oceans with unmatchable dexterity, it binds us to the story of Sandy and Camille with an invisible connect, despite the varying settings. Add to that, Sophie Dick's editing, which is neat and crisp, keeping the timeline well under 15 minutes while retaining its effectiveness. Out of Water is a must-watch. Lerner and Murphy offer stellar performances. The last scene in particular is compelling because of their ability to play off of each other. What happens when an illusion breaks? What happens when dreams don't live up to their promise? Out of Water is a moving film, touching upon the chords of human existence in a dreamlike sequence that only magical stories are capable of. And when Zach Lemon's music sways you into one such story, you don't resist it. Indie Shorts Mag rates Out of Water 4.7 stars. Visit our website indieshortsmag.com to watch the trailer of Out of Water. That's all for today. See you next week with another short film.